Willie, this is the night to see the saints. Those who are here and those who are not here. And I see sort of an obstacle course between the people. We can hide and peek through it. It's the stuff of the world that was. You see someone?
Your wife.
My wife. Now just go a little so you cannot see her. You can peek and hide. It is like a mask. This is the world that was and will be and is. We need an intro, Willie. We need John, who did this, to say a word.
He's responsible, so.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being, but through Him. All that came to be had life in Him, and that life was the light of men, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. Time present and time past are both perhaps present in time future, and time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. What might have been is an abstraction, remaining a perpetual possibility only in a world of speculation. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither front nor forward, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor toward, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there will be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. Words move, music moves, only in time. But that which is only living can only die. Words after speech reach into the silence. Only by the form, the pattern, can words or music reach the stillness, as a Chinese jar still moves perpetually in its stillness. Not the stillness of the violin while the note lasts, not that only, but the coexistence, or say that the end precedes the beginning, and the end and the beginning were always there, before the beginning and after the end, and all is always now, and the past and the present and the future coexist in the moment of illumination, the incarnation.
Really, this man who put this up, he didn't write that, but he has some profound idea of what it means tonight.
I don't know who wrote that, but it's profound, all right. And I suppose that if the saints out there had allowed their eyes to drift around the stuff that he put here, it would have been relatively simple to understand what was being said.
Let's hear another intro. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take me up to the wild, long walk, by the shadow of my hand, the moon is always rising. Though the writing is sleep, I shall hear him fly with the high field, and wait to the farm forever fed from the child's lap. Oh, as I was young and easy in the mercy of his youth, time held me green and dying, though I sang in my chains like a
does that mean?
I don't know. I suspect that there's an awful lot of meaning. I really didn't understand. Did you?
Well, all I understood and was that now is important.
I heard that, yes.
And everything is now.
Yes.
Everything that was and will be for us tonight is now. We go with that.
Okay.
They think we know where we're going.
The people. Yeah. There are some who think that I'm going to climb to the top of that.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to jump on this.
Yeah.
While you stand on this.
Oh.
And that the microphone is here for effect when you yell.
I see.
Yes.
We didn't practice that.
No.
No.
No, not that way.
This is a serious night, Willie, because we are walking with the saints among all the saints. It's like cemeteries. And it's like places where babies will be born tomorrow. It's all of that. Billy, I have a question. I wonder what it means that we are here. I would put it this way. Who are you, Saint Billy?
In 1954, I would have had extreme difficulty answering that question, Herb. No, I don't. However, there's a real fear of defining myself lest someone else attempts to define himself that way and subsequently fall into the trick bag of defining himself again in terms of who he is not. I am a saint. I suppose that the physical and mental embodiment of that saintliness is the fact that I'm able to give assent to the presence of God in my context. So I'm a black man, child of God.
Willie, I would like to tell you where I came from. I am a saint, too. And my father and mother are the saints who are not here tonight. And I couldn't go anywhere on earth to find them. I wanted to get over here to see some of the other people because the microphone is a hiding place. I guess something that you think brings you to them can keep you away from somewhere. It's funny how things fool you. When you think that you're with them, you'd like those behind me. I've got my back against them.
I'll watch them.
You watch them and I'll watch these. Willie, I would like to talk a little bit about the people out here. Will you look at yours and I'll look at mine?
Blue-eyed ones and brown-haired ones.
Are they red-haired?
they alive?
They're all alive.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm not really defining them. I'm defining the exterior, which means that we're extremely limited, and the light's bad in here. Something should be said against the darkness at this point, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I can't see everything either. I can't see.
Oh, I see.
I know, I feel like I'm walking around and, you know, among the saints. I used to think that the best way to do it was to walk around in the cemetery. I never thought that walking around among the people at Fulton Village was a way to see the saints on All Saints Night.
Yes. Now, I've talked with some of them on this side today.
You have?
Yes. There are physicians and pastors and social workers and students and teachers and Holden directors and their wives and staff.
Willie, I think I can find something in the scriptures that talks about saints. I look for it all day and wish that her products were here.
About the ones that we see.
About the ones that we see. Yes, yes, I've got to go back a bit in their history. Now we can have the lights down a little. I could read my scriptures with more meaning. And I don't know what that means. But I like to read in the dark. Hebrews 12. By faith we understand that the world was created.
Space.
We have never done this.
No, not
ever.
No.
It's true. We have never done this.
Why are we trying to convince them?
I don't know, because I guess usually things are rehearsed.
Yes.
This is not rehearsed.
No. That's what makes it worship too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, the chants, Willie, that this third man, Mark. Willie and Mark and Herb are going to describe some of the space in which saints live. Let's do it with prepositions.
All right, in space.
B. between space.
Outside of space.
The below space.
Behind space.
Willie, let's hear some before space.
Oh, wow.
Willie, they almost clapped in church.
Yeah, nearly.
Yeah, yeah, it's the living saints.
Yeah.
Or maybe those were the before saints for the later saints. Willie, how about some around space?
With space, Herb.
With
space.
Maybe we could sort of get a finale, like full saint space.
Okay.
Everything.
All
prepositions.
All of them together.
I think he knows what prepositions are.
Not necessarily in the order in which we gave them before.
Well, no.
Okay. He wouldn't remember anyway.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
Now, let's see.
Okay.
Are starting to make more sense.
Yeah. And it seems to me that if we can put all that together and all that spirit space into one space, that says to me we could sing the song.
Yes.
That we are one in space.
Right.
Well, that's about one in the spirit.
Yes.
Space. Saint space above us, behind us, around us, and like Willie said before, between us. Now, I have a story, Willie. I'll tell a story and then you can tell a story about a saint or something. I want to tell a story about saint space. I imagined a story a few years ago, and I think I told it for the first time in Holden, that once upon a time there was a man who was a clown. He liked being a clown and he always went to his tent to do his clown thing. He climbed high, he swung well, and the people applauded. One day he got into the wrong tent and he became a Christian. It was a preaching tent. Then he became a preacher. Now he had two jobs, to be a preacher and to be a clown. And he didn't want to quit either job. So what he did was that he was both. He had a rebuilding program in his church, And they changed the vestibule so that they could make masks and they could bring costumes. And then once every month, on the 10th of the month at night, the people came for, well, they called it the resurrection night, the night of the saints. And this is what they did. It was a very easy service. It had three parts. Part one was they hid for 20 minutes. It was a 1 hour service. And then part two, and they didn't need a bulletin because everybody can remember, they peed. And part three, they laughed for 20 minutes. And they always were done in an hour. And they used the space that way, this sink space. And Willie, maybe we could do it. And then, while we're doing it, they could all do it. Okay? So,
what are you going to do?
Well, we will all hide from each other by putting our hands between each other. You find someone, and then you hide. You hide so that they cannot see you. And we won't do it for 20 minutes. We will just do it until we have quietly hid. We should have some hiding music. I wonder how we are hiding. Are we hiding the other person away from us? Or are we hiding ourselves in? Willie, I'm going to switch my hands so I don't want you to see me, and I'm going to hide the other way. I was hiding myself in, and now I'm going to hide myself in, and I'm going to hide you out at the same time. Now I've got it, and I didn't see you, and I hope you didn't see me. And I have hid from you. Willie, can you see me?
No, no.
Good. Then we are doing part one very well.
I've got my eyes open and I can see my fingers.
You can see your fingers.
Yes.
Ha ha. Those aren't my hands. Those are yours.
Yes.
I am hiding. Now, Willie, I'm going to peek and I hope that you don't see me and I see you first. Willie, wait, don't peek so fast. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Willie.
All right.
We saints have got to have some understanding. The understanding that we have is that when we feel like it's singing time, you know, when we really see, then we will sing the song that we hear, okay?
All right.
All right, all right. Now we peek. We are in part two.
I should peek too, huh?
Yes, you can peek, but I don't want you to see me. And everybody is peeking.
Yes.
And you can peek a little more. I can see. No, I cannot see. Little more, Willie.
I see the top of your head, Herb.
I can see your chin. Willie, real fast now.
I see your eye.
Real fast now, and real fast now, Willie, and now, and let's sing it.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Keep looking, Willie.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and nature sing.
Willie, it's true. Yeah. That worked? Right. Okay, that's my story. You got a story?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Saint's face. Now you, let's see here. So others can see us and we can think a little more. Tell me when it's done. I don't like to read this thing.
Far enough.
Far enough. Okay. Yeah.
Darkness to this window.
Herb, I knew that you were going to ask me to talk about a saint, or tell about a saint, or somebody. And right away, I thought about my saintly old uncle, whom I had shared with some of you the other night.
Yes.
And already, the Marquesteads and the Brokeries and the Collinses are getting ready for it, but that's not the saint I'm going to talk about tonight. Maybe tomorrow at 11 o'clock. The saint that I want to share with or talk about, I'm not going to talk about. I'm going to allow this saint to talk about himself. It's a saint that I've been in the backseat of cars with, and I've been to jail with, and I suppose I've done some rather exciting things with it. And that's not my wife I'm talking about.
Tomorrow night, maybe?
Yeah, tomorrow night I'll talk about my saintly wife. But I wanted to share this with the village, Herb, because I know how difficult it is for many to hear him and see him for what he really is.
Is he in the Bible, Willie?
No, he's not in the Bible, at least not yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He is in the Bible, but his name is not in the Bible, I suppose. His name is Martin. Yeah, let me just say a little bit of what he said. He was in jail in Birmingham, Alabama. And there were some saints up north who were a bit uptight with the saint down south. And they voiced their uptightness in using the vicarious means of paper and ink. He recapitulated. I have heard numerous southern religious leaders admonish their worshippers to comply with a desegregation decision because it is the law. But I have longed to hear the white ministers declare, follow this decree because it is morally right and because the black man is your brother. In the midst of blatant injustices inflicted upon black people, I have watched churchmen stand on the sideline and mouth pious irrelevancies and sanctimonious trivialities. In the midst of a mighty struggle to rid our nation of all of its injustices and its inability to see men through the eyes of Jesus Christ, I have heard many ministers say these are issues with which the gospel has no concern. And I have watched many churches commit themselves to a completely otherworldly religion which makes a strange, unbiblical distinction between body and soul, between the sacred and the secular. I have traveled the length and breadth of Alabama and Mississippi and all other southern states on sweltering summer days and crisp autumn mornings. I have looked at the South's beautiful churches with their lofty spires pointing heavenward. I have beheld the impressive outlines of her massive religious education buildings. Over and over, I have found myself asking, what kind of people worship here? Who is their God? Where were their voices when the lips of men dripped with words of interposition and nullification? Where were they when men gave a clarion call for defiance and hatred? Where were their voices of support when bruised and weary black men and women decided to rise from the dark dungeons of complacency to the bright hills of creative protest? Yes, I love the church. How could I do otherwise? I am in a rather unique position of being the son, the grandson, and the great-grandson of preachers. Yes, I see the church as the body of Christ, but oh, how we have blemished and scarred that body through neglect and through the fear of being nonconformist. 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 I guess Blessed Martin visits us this evening because we have again joined the ranks of the nonconformists.
Willie, this will never go in the hymnal, what we just did with the people tonight. It doesn't have a good order. But it's a spirit. It may not have the letter, but it has the spirit. Willie, the people here will say something with us. The saints always do. And they tell what you just read when they say the creed. It's there. And they are hard words too. Maybe we should hold hands so that we can stand saying the hard words of the creed. I'll hold your hand, and maybe everybody can hold hands until we are all holding hands. And so we say with all the saints who have gone before and who are coming and who are here, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Willie, we will sing with the people. We will sing for all the saints.